We like to take time on this program to focus on various issues involving health, and we always have our spotlight on health, men's health sometimes in particular, as we check in with a good friend, Dr. Brent Sharp, and he's back with us this morning.
Yeah, from Georgia Urology. Dr. Brent, hope you're doing well today.
I'm doing great. Hope you guys are doing well, too.
Doing good. Thank you very much. And we hope people will be doing better after they hear the segment today in case we have any men who might have incontinence following prostate surgery. Is this a common occurrence?
It is. Up to 50% of people, men who undergo prostate cancer surgery, will have some leakage initially. And then after about a year, up to 16 to 20% will have some of that leakage persist. And that's if those patients are done by high volume surgeons. Obviously, surgeons that don't do quite as many may not even get to that point. So it's something that's very prevalent. It's very feared by men with prostate cancer. In fact, actually, this morning I did a cancer conference and I came across a statistic. Urinary incontinence in men is 7 times more distressing than erectile dysfunction, which is what a lot of men fear most with prostate cancer. So it definitely affects their quality of life, but they're great options.
And let's talk about some of those options as well, because you mentioned, number one, high volume surgery versus lower volume. So I'm kind of curious about what difference that makes. But if you find yourself in that situation, then what do you do?
Well, I mean, with respect to the volume of surgeon matters, I mean, I have an opinion that the more you do something, the better you are at it. Again, I use the analogy, when your kid is getting his learner's permit at 15, we don't take him out to 285 and say, here, go at it.
Not if you're smart.
And go through. Absolutely. But again, those people that do that all the time, you and I drive okay on 285, some days not great. But the point is, the more we do it, the better we are at it. Men who suffer with this, again, typically suffer in silence. They don't realize their options. But more importantly, those surgeons who don't do a lot of the cancer surgery to start with sometimes ignore some of the consequences because they do that even less. So that's where your high volume matters in both situations.
We're talking with Dr. Brent Sharp from Georgia Urology about incontinence, male incontinence, following prostate surgery. Does this, when they begin to think about prostate surgery, do these questions come up? Is this something that the fear factor, would it cause a person not to go through the surgery or explore other avenues?
Well, absolutely. And that's what I just told this conference, and I had two physicians come up to me after and tell them, when I tell a patient they have prostate cancer, I look at them and say, there's a small amount of cancer found on your biopsy, because that's a typical case. But, and I say that very adamantly, it will not take your life, it will not take your continence, and it will not take your erectile dysfunction or erectile function. And again, if you say that up front to a patient, their anxiety drastically reduces. I told them this morning, I hear an audible sometimes sigh in my clinic for guys because they've been so fearful if they're coming to me for a second opinion, which, you know, we have a team of doctors with Georgia Urology that we've done over, I think, over 5,000 of these surgeries. And we have 10 of us throughout the area that we can help with and give them that volume and give them that outcome that they're looking for.
So how do we face that if someone finds themselves in that position where they're dealing with it? Are there different treatments, exercises, or what do you do?
Yeah, absolutely. Number one, I think you need to be doing what's called pelvic floor exercising and training as soon as you start treatment, if not even before treatment, whether that's surgery or radiation, which are the two most common treatment options for prostate cancer. And you want to do that as much and as often as you can. It's just like I tell patients, when you go get your knee operated on, where do you go the next day? They send you to the physical therapist.
Yes.
These are specialized physical therapists that concentrate on the pelvic floor. So you need to see them up front. And if you get to that 1 year point, that's usually kind of the cutoff that we use, then there are two very good surgical options. Number one, there's a male sling. This is not the sling that everybody hears the ads on the paper about how or bad, or the radio, the internet, billboards, whatever. These are very well utilized slings in high volume surgeons. You get about 90% success rate. And what's wonderful about it is about 35 to 50 minutes in the operating room and they wake up dry.
Oh.
So imagine going to sleep and wearing 5 pads a day or 4 pads a day and waking up being completely dry. some people that have more leakage, really excessive amounts of leakage, there's an artificial urinary sphincter. That's a small device wrapped around the urethra that will provide continence. And again, I have several patients come to me with 9, 10, not pads, diapers a day. And these are 60-year-old business leaders. So we put this device in, and it'll dry for the first time in 3, 4, 5 years.
That's a game changer. Again, wow. Yeah. I mean, what a confidence builder, too, you know?
Absolutely. We talked about that distressing factor. You know, it affects everything, their quality of life, their mood, their dress, their performance at work. You know, you name it, their ability to exercise, which we want everybody out having a living life, healthy lifestyle. Well, if you're in pads all the time and you're depressed because of that, you're not exercising. You're probably not quitting smoking. You're probably not controlling your diabetes very well. So this is a cascade effect that can really, really drastically change quality of life in men with prostate cancer.
Dr. Brent, we're about out of time. Anything you need to say you want to make sure you get in before we finish up here today?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd just like to say for those men out there or women who have men, there are two wonderful websites that are specifically for this, edcure.org, so it is .org, and then fixincontinence.com. Both of those give them resources. Obviously, our website, Georgia Urology, which is gaurology.com, has links to those and information. You can pick a provider close to you. But what's great about those first two websites, the edcure.org and the fixincontinence.com, is they are only there for patients or doctors who have a special interest, training, and expertise. And you can know that you're getting that high volume surgeon who's going to treat you the way you should be and restore these things for you.
Do you mind giving those email or those web addresses again, please?
Yeah. It's ED. So it's www.edcure.org. So edcure.org. Okay. And then fixincontinence.com.
Gotcha.
And just like that, fixincontinence.com. And again, they can find information, videos, they can print out flyers, they can find a surgeon based on their zip code. They can find educational events. We're doing an educational event. One more plug.
Good,
May
good.
24th at Braselton Hospital, we are going to do a prostate cancer restoration seminar. Only for those guys with prostate cancer or people that have ED or have incontinence can come. It's free. It's open to the public. It's at the Braselton Hospital on Friendship here in North Georgia, 6:30. They can show up around 6:15, get them a cup of coffee or some snacks, and hear about maybe 30 minutes. And we have patient educators and information there for them. So it's a great resource. Arm yourself with information, as we talk about multiple times on the show.
That's why we're glad you're here, Dr. Brent, and love your passion for these things that you bring up. Seriously, because we know that you want to see people live healthy, full lives, and that's what it's all about.
And I just wanted to thank you guys for what y'all do, because I know this is time outside of your day, and you know it. But you really do provide a service to patients that arm themselves with information, be involved in your healthcare, and get a second opinion and see somebody that you know you have assessed that knows what they're doing.
Dr. Brent, always a pleasure having you aboard from Georgia Urology, and that's gaurology.com. Good to have you aboard, man. Have a great day. Slow down just a little bit. Keep it at your own pace. Do what you got to do. We're not going to tell you what to do. Yeah.
Snail's pace for sharp, right? Snail's pace for sharp.
Thanks, Dr. Brent. Always good having you aboard. WDUN time.